Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest is the worship leader for the great revival going on in Mobile, Alabama, called Bay of the Holy Spirit Revival, Lydia Stanley. And Lydia, I have to tell you, when I watched the DVDs and I listened to your worship, there was one segment in the DVD that really caught my attention. And there was a little boy that had a tumor in the brain. Tell me about that. I think his name was Caleb.
Well, Caleb, yes, sir. He had two tumors in his brain, I believe it was. And he was not able to really participate in normal activities like a normal, you know, eight-year-old little boy would want to do. And he couldn't play sports. And, you know, they were very concerned because it was a pretty serious situation. And he and his family came to the revival, and he received prayer. And we actually have the brain scans. His neurologist said, if I hadn't personally treated you, I wouldn't know that there had ever been a tumor in your brain. The boy is totally healed.
But you know what? The thing that struck me is he said that he knew he would be healed. How does a little kid know that he's going to be healed?
Well, I can tell you from personal experience, children are underestimated. We way, way, way sell little children short. They are hungry for the presence of God, and they know the presence of God better than most of us do, and their faith is greater than ours because they haven't learned not to believe. So when he walked in the doors, he didn't know any different but that Jesus was going to heal him, and he received just exactly what he had asked for.
And it's these things, these miracles are so well documented. But there is such a glory on the miracle. The glory and the word caused the miracle. And can you picture this being released in your home? And that's why we're making these four DVDs, Revival Rewind, which is the best of the best of this revival that's doing nothing but getting stronger and stronger. And I have never, ever in my life seen so much glory on a DVD. I didn't think it was even possible. I want these running all the time in my home. And then the worship CD by Lydia Stanley, she knows what music the Holy Spirit responds to. She's seen it her whole life, and she put the best of the best together in her worship CD. Tell me, you know, when I hear about the way you worship, and it's so natural, and that you would, just as a young child, your parents sang to you in the womb. For those of us that didn't have the advantages that you had, help me. I don't have much of a singing voice, but I want to worship God. Be my coach right now. Tell me what to do.
Well, you know, I find that people always get hung up on music, and worship doesn't necessarily have anything to do with that. Worship is because, see, God is so much more than what he has done, and the American church has always sold God for what he can do. And you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we call that prostitution. And I'm jealous for the heart of God in all the time, but especially in a revival. It's my job to see to it that God is worshipped, because he is more than what he's done, and he's worth more than what he can do. He's a person. He has emotions. He has preferences. And in America, we've taught people to worship in your own way. And cover to cover in the Bible said you can't find that. Actually, God has a worship menu. He lays it out in Scripture, especially in the Psalms. It says that he likes it loud. It says that he likes it silent. He likes it when we clap. He likes it when we sing to him. He likes it when we tell the next generation the wonders of the Lord. But we are to worship according to that menu, because that is how you worship. That is the truth part to what Jesus called worshiping in spirit and in truth. and when you worship God, not just for what he can do, but for who he is, and when you're not just selling him for what he can do, but when you're going after his heart, when you're seeking his face and not his hand, and when you're worshiping him with that menu that he's given us in Scripture, he hasn't made it difficult. When you worship him according to that menu, he just shows up. And he kisses us with his presence.
Would you worship God for a moment right now?
I would love to. And I'm going to do it without music just because that's possible. But Jesus, I worship you right here, right now in this radio interview because you are God. There is no one above you. There's no one beside you. And even in all these wonderful things that you've done, that we've talked about, and that we've rehearsed, God, we know that you're more than that. You're more than what you can do. So I worship you for who you are. You are healer. You are our victor. You are our father. And you are wonderful. And we worship you for those things. That's who you are. And we worship you for those things. We thank you for what you've done. But we value you and we worship you for who you are.
Well, Lydia, I know you feel the presence of God, but boy, I sure feel the presence of God. It's such a sweet, gentle river that's going out over the airwaves right now. And I know, I can't tell you where, and it may not even be in a classic sense, but I know that the healing anointing is being released. And I think that if we rejoice a little bit for what he's already done, because he's already released that healing anointing 2,000 years ago, but there has to be a passageway of that river, and that passageway is hunger. And one of the ways that you're going to rejoice before the Lord, it doesn't have to be, as Lydia said, but it's kind of neat to do it with music. We Jewish people are used to psalmists with all sorts of wonderful instruments and shofars and ram's horns. Let's hear. Tell me about the song, The Lord Reigns, Lydia.
It's a wonderful song that we've used many, many nights in the revival, just declaring some of the lyric is, you know, the Lord reigns, let the people shout. He reigns in righteousness. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. And, of course, that's all taken right out of the Psalms, and it's just a song of celebration that our God is God and that he reigns.
Well, let's worship God and celebrate. And I believe as you worship him and celebrate, you're going to manifest healing. It's just like popcorn. Let's go to The Lord Reigns.
Thank you.
I urge you to get this CD you've just heard a selection from called Bay of the Holy Spirit Revival by Lydia Stanley and the four DVDs. I'm telling you, the greatest glory experience. We're calling this Revival in Your Home. All of this is available for a gift of $45. Shabbat broadcast. Let me bless you. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will keep you. The Lord will cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will grant you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body, in the name of the Tsar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechech Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai paneh elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai Asem lecha shalom.
To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.